today I would love to be able to finish Reish Aleph, but I don't think we can. Then and then I told you we have two sugyas that you have to review and expand, and that's Zochlin and the business of Shelleg and Kerach, La Halacha. We mentioned this already before. Ein amayim shuvim postens hamikve begim ulugin at shiyipul esoch hamikve mehakli. But if there was hamshocha, that took away the isur of gimulugin. Abol im nigru hamayim hashuvim chutz hamikve v'nimshichu v'yodol hamikve ein postens hamikve, unless they are the majority. At shiyu machza machza. Abol im hoyu rov mekshedim. Machza machza is, as long as there's a majority of kosher water, harei hamikvah kosher. It doesn't mean it's kosher there with mayim shuvim. We're talking about the psul of gimelugin. The psul of gimelugin will not apply if it wasn't poured directly into the mikveh, but it was poured on the ground and ran into the mikveh. It's posel of water because it came from a kli, but it is not the isur of gimelugin. Again, gimelugin is the isur of mayim shuvim from a kli, right? It's a gimelugin posels. It doesn't posel unless, and that's why I gave you the imagery, it mimics the gimelugin after going to mikveh, was elu mitaren al elu mitaren. What was that? They got out of the mikveh that was stagnant water, and they poured on themselves. But there's a direct pouring of the gimelugin, so that the takana was made, it's an isur d'rabbanan, and the takana was made just that way. Ketzad, mikveh shesh bo chof so umashu of mayim kshelim, v'hoye memali b'shoev chutz l'mikveh, and he was drawing water with a kli at a distance from the mikveh. Right. V'amayin nimshochim v'yodil mikveh, v'ein shoyu nimshochim al gabei karka. O b'soch hasilon ki yotzebo midvorim she'ein aposem samikveh. Or to a trough that's kosher to collect water from. Right? It does not a shem kli on it. Okay? Hareyu kosher. Atilu hishlimu le'elef son. Even they put Shashiva, Shemshicho, Kshera, Imhoyesham Rov, Memsom, and Akosha, right? Then, of course, there is no problem of looking for kosher water. All you're looking for is the Iso of Gimelugin. Iso Gimelugin doesn't apply. I put in a lot of Lugin there from a Kli, but I didn't put it directly into the mikveh. Therefore, it doesn't pass over the mikveh. So if the mikveh was kosher, remember, gimelugin will passel a kosher mikveh, right?
Gimelugin directly poured in.
Right.
But if it's...
Hey, we didn't finish off. V'chein, gag shoyo berosho chofso mashu meik shomim, umilu b'kseifo v'nosun l'socho pochos michof, shenimsa akol posel, uposach hatzino v'nimshu akol l'mokom acher, hareze mikveh kosher, shashiivo shemshichu kuru kshero, hol the yesham rov beakosha. Avol, so the Gemara says again, just explanatory. Im himshich tchila mayim psulim, ve'achakach hevi aleim rov mayim sherim lo mahane. If I go ahead and I pour in gimelugin first, even though with hamshocha, and then I put in the kosher water, no, that applies only with a kind of bittul. If I have kosher water, then I'm a bottleless water, and the iso of mayim shuvim doesn't apply. Iso of gimelugin don't apply. And it comes the mechaber and adds, shir hamshocha zu, ein pochas begibel tvochim. Okay. Approximately, 21 inches or so. No, as I say, approximately 11 inches or so. A tefach is 3.6. Okay. Three tefachim, right, is 10.8. Okay. Ein am shocham o elas el al gabi kaka o al gabi tzino shoye olav shem kli. Either earth or a pipe which is kosher because it doesn't have a shem kli. Why? Because it's not four, it's not an enclosed pipe of all four sides, only three sides. A trough. Avolim himshach al gabi kelim afilu kli glolim kiosaben lo hava ham shocham. That we said before. Likewise, Gimelugin doesn't have anything to do with the status of the kli. The kli can be a kli shein makabel tuma. It has nothing to do with mikveh. En makabel tuma, legabe maisa sheini, legabe tuma, and so on. But as far as being called she'uvim, it's maim she'uvim. In other words, don't equate the two halachas, right? I think could be not a shem kli legabi tumah betara, but it's a shem kli legabi shuvim. Yesh omrim, that's why I began to explain that last time. Yesh omrim ein am shocha de ramor mo eles ele dafka gabi kaka roi livlolobo. Avolim himshich al gabei rispes habonim. He pours it on a tile floor, right? Shein royal of lobo. The koshkein al gabei dafo kli apichein apostle amikva lo mahane. Therefore, tov lahachme lechatchile to use only earth.
Only earth for?
For the hamshocha.
Right, as opposed to being poured from.
Poured from a kli,
right?
But poured on a ground, right? That he said that's royal levloa, a royal levloa bo. Okay, I'm going to talk 1 minute. I explained to you that's because it doesn't make sense otherwise, right? Why would it be that this is called hamshocha and takes away the iso of shuvim? The deraisa, if you hold shuvim is deraisa, it takes away the deraisa of shuvim. It's machloikis where the shuv and the reis of the rabbana, but nevertheless, so there has to be some kind of rationale to it. So I explained to you, you cannot go ahead and blind your eyes to the reality of where water comes from. Water you consider to be good water that came all by itself, right, came from another place, and there was hamshocha underground, and came into the sea and said, oh, I now have a mayon, not only a mikveh. I dug, and I found water there. That's why there's one mandama that says that mayon has to be not mechunosim, dafke zochlin. Has to be water that's zochlin to show what I call an artesian well. That's a unique, that's why it deserves to have shem mayon. Otherwise, everything is mikveh mayim. No, we don't pass it that way. We accept a mayon even though it is not bubbling out. It's not zochlin the mayon. Actually, I noted it down. Yeah, who is it? It's a Rashbo, I think, who said so. Yeah, it's you. I don't know if I mentioned you. Okay, it's a sheet. I said a sheet on that. It's a sheet of Mekabetzes in Beyer, right? On Beyer Yudches, right? She says, in the name of the Ro'or, Right? Shemayon eina metaya ela bezochlin velo bashbowen. Okay. V'chein nire bepashtas midibri ha-ritvo. Oh. Now the Ritvo, also, Ritvo is in Makas Zabdalad. Right. That Amayon, that makes good sense there. Why would you differentiate between Amayon and a mikveh? Why? If I dug a hole and then I found water in it from rainwater, right? I call that a mayan. If I go ahead, right, and dig a hole and find water, right, it's a mayan. If I go ahead, and what? And I build a mikveh, and rainwater comes into it, that's called a mikveh, not a mayan. Why? So water that went into the ground and came along the ground and filled up something, we call that a mayan, not a mikveh. Therefore, for us, good. No, a mayan is something else. I told you, the square I have a mayan. They dug and they got an artesian well. Artesian well, you got to put a cap on it, like an oil. You hit an oil deposit and it bubbles up and ruins the Pacific. You have to have a means of shutting it off because the pressure on deep down is what's driving the water up. That you can see a chilik in a mayan and a mikveh, but we don't pask in that way. We pask in if you dig a hole and you get water, that's a mayan, not a mikveh.
And if it rains
into this hole, there. I mean, make shomim, rabbanotim. But if it rained over there and it filled up from that, I would call it, you call it a mayan. Right? That's a chilik in the lakes and the ponds there. If it comes from a distant place, we say no, that's the water from the mayonos of the lake, right? And therefore, if rubble a la notim, so even during rainy season, and comes the Raivet Shita that says, if it increased one tefach, you can be sure that underneath it increased two tefachim. Without much knowledge of hydraulics, that's simple pshat. Elon, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, so I was curious because you said that earlier that concrete counts as karka with regard to hamshacha.
Say it again.
The Rebbe said that earlier concrete counts as karka with regard to hamshacha. So
they would allow concrete because that's also earth.
Uh-huh. But it's not the balua.
It doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be soft earth, uh-huh. like God and earth.
I see.
But sand and cement, that's earth. Okay, next. Look at Mem Zayin. Okay. Mikvah shenoveya b'nisyavish. What is noveya? Water's coming up from the bottom. B'nisyavish b'kayis. We did that last time. V'hoya bo rochok mimenu ksas. Umilu umayim shuvim. Visualize it. a mayon that I dug. I dug, I found water. That's a mayon. And I have here, I dug a hole and I poured in water. And the water goes underground and fills up this bowl. This dry mayon. Mekush and Oveya, Benishavish, Bekayitz. Voya bo rochim menuxas. Umeluum I'm shuvim. And Minismale Hamikwe mitachas akaka. May also my shuvim. I know where the water came from. Right? Hamikwe is kosher ki'iluhu noveya. It's kosher as if it were bubbling up from itself. Therefore, it's only not only kosher as a mikve, it's kosher as a mayan also. Okay, next. Here's an halacha we didn't have before, defining what's called Maim Shuvim. Okay. Let me put it in the form of a shaila I put on a bechine. I mean, Heche Timsa, how could it be, right, that water came in to a mikveh from rainwater and I didn't use a kli? And the mikveh is posel because it's Maim Shuvim. It was raining, and the water that came into the mikveh is rainwater. Didn't go into a kli. Yet it's possible as mayim shuvim.
It fell into it.
Okay. Look at Memches. Habor lahamshich mayim lemikveh, so shal yeh b'dovah makabel tumeh. That's telling you, you want to be mamshich, you can't use kalim and a makabel tumah to make a path to the fight. Kigon make shomim sherotza lahamshich lamokam achel asos mikveh lo yechos beyodo daf veyavir. I didn't use a kli, I have a board, right? I'm holding the board and directing to make shomim into the mikveh. But I'm holding on to the board. If I put the board down and the water runs the board into the mikveh, it's kosher. But I was holding on to the board. Then it's no longer considered to be make shomim. It's considered to be she'uvim. Elo yoneach adaf bekaka, ma biyosa yodo misham, b'terem yavah maimolo. Don't you hold on to it. V'chein silon, a pipe shamateches also lahem shabur mayim the mikveh from kabel tumah rushi amayim noflin right lehedya midover hamakabel tumah lesorcha mikveh avolim noflin al sfoso right bechutz v'nimshochem lesocho osha machaber l'tmei asilon shal eilot zino koton shal eitz or shal cheres shamayim mekachvim el lemikveh then it's kosher. That's called hamshocho. V'masilon shamateches mechuba lekarka, afil b'mekaleich lehedim lezorcha mikveh. It's also kosher. Why? Because with mechuba lekarka, it's not makabel tumah. Anything mechuba lekarka is not makabel tumah. Right? That's what he told you. You want to make a mikveh in your basement, right? The fact that it is a kli, but if the kli is mechuba lekarka, it lost Hashem kli. So if I made a hole, I made a mechuba lekarka, even though I fixed a hole. Had I fixed a hole up, I made a hole and then I closed the hole again. Didn't change anything. It's still a kli. It's a kli that was repaired. If I didn't repair the hole, but I cemented it to the ground, and that repaired the hole, then it's mechubal akarka, it's not mekabel truma. You with us? Again. If I take a kli and mevatel mishem kli by making a hole in the bottom, so it can't hold any water, so it's no longer a kli. If I fix it, it becomes a kli again. But if I fix it at the same time, I attach it to the ground by fixing it. I use cement in the hole, so I fix the hole and cement it to the ground simultaneously. Then it's kosher. Then it's ground. It's not a man-made kli. Mechubal akarka. Therefore, if no flum al sfoso, mechusar. It repeats that. It's very, I told you, very repetitive. There over and over again. Oshe mechabel if he seal on shall evil seal on cotton. Right, shall eight so shall chel shamayim mekachem imenu lemikve kosher. Dima seal on shall mateches if it's mechuba lekaka afilu mekaleich lehedge. It goes right into it. The socha mikve also kosher. So in mekabel tumen vishi bot lagav kaka. Ben chilik mechuba lekaka is en chilik. Im tomen tachas hakarka, or lo. Your bathroom fixtures, the sink, the toilet bowl, etc. Do they have a shem kli or not? No. They're all mechuba lekarka. And a pipe goes in there, and the pipe is mechuba lekarka. Again, can't explain to you why he's so repetitive, right? Look at Memtes. Repeats this. Make sure you understand it. Now we're talking about make shomim into the mikveh. So what did I tell you? A big chiddush. If I hold it, if I put the board down there, we put some stones behind it, and the water runs in. That's fine. Board is not a kli, right? If I'm holding on to it, it's so good. Why is board bidei odom? Didn't make it not a kli, but as a part of the concept of shuvim, is it shouldn't come right through the actions of man. Has to come through Kodesh Baruch Hu's beik shomim. Once I get involved with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right, the Rosh Hashanah backs off, right, and leaves it by you, so it's possible. Generally, you mix him with the Rosh Hashanah business too much, it works out that way. But, Abel Imamshech Mimayon, O Mimikve, Ale Alfi Yedover Makabel Tumor. Oh, no problem. I have a Mayon, right, and I have Dvorim on a kabel tumah, and it's leaking from one vessel to the other vessel, right, and goes into a mikveh, goes into a hole in the ground, and makes water. That water is Mayan water. Makes sure everything attached to a Mayan, no psul Mayan, no psul Mayim in a Mayan. All the psulim are only in mikveh. The Rashvina la mikveh shemam shechamayim asocho kilu mechuba la Mayan. Oh, the mikveh shemam shechamayim misham, right? Yesh, right? Yesh mish ena machalei bekach, Yeshmi is a famous Rosh. The Rosh on the Mishnah. Right? That says that a Yidei Odom even passes if it comes from a Mayan. But I said, if you hold on to it, right? It's not called Hamshacha, because it's a bird by a Mayan, that Hamshacha is no chzor, even though he holds on to it, even though he goes through Kalim, that I'm a Kabbal Tumah, and so on, because once the connection is continuous, once it's connected to the Mayan, everything is kosher legabi the Mayan, right? Some people, some he says he was referring to the Roshita, and no, that Yedei Odom passes even from a Mayan also. Okay, that brings us to that second sugya that we have to prepare for, and that is what's called zochlin. What kind of a leak passes a mikveh? And that's the gei halacha lemaisa all the time. Mikveh make shomim. We must make sure we're not talking about a mayon, right? But mikveh make shomim. She nifras echad miksolov. One of the walls sprung a leak. Vamayim yotzim derech hazdak, and water's leaking from the split, from the crack, right? Im yishuru bo memso acha she yotzu soson she arasak kosher. Okay, people, this is, the crack is here. Okay, from here to here is Memsor. No problem. The water was up to here, and water's leaking out, and a crack that came over here. So water's leaking out, but if it all leaks out up to the crack, there'll still be Memsor. It's not a problem. That's what he's saying. Look carefully. Mikveh make shomim shenifras echer miksolov and echer mikoslov v'amayim yotzim derech hazdak im yishuru memso acha sheyetzuk sosan arazak. If after the water up to the crack leaks out and there still be memso, right? Mm-hmm. Kosher. That's not why. That mikveh is mechunosim. The mikveh of Memsor is not leaking. What's leaking is water above the mikveh. Aye, water is continuous. That's not called zochlin. Bimlav posel mishum davle zochlin, may mikveh metar bezochlin. So again, the first question you ask of if you determine where there's a crack. If the crack is below the level that would leave Memsob in the mikveh, then you had to passel the mikveh. You had to wait until they fix it. Mm-hmm. If, however, there will be Memsob even after all the water leaks out up to the crack, then it's a kosher mikveh even while it's leaking. So there's no such, not a halacha that a mikveh can't have water in motion. A mikveh can have water in motion. If the water in motion is ritually separated, that in a mikveh of 50 saw, only 40 saw is mikveh. The rest is additional water. The additional water can leak out. The yesh, that's one pshat in zochlin. That's not how you normally would learn. Normally, in the Gemara, we always learned like the yesh machmirim. That what? Afilum yishru b'emso arazak, right? The yesh lochus devreim lechatchil elizom azak. Okay. You have a fundamental machlokus. Right? How important is it to get the plumber to fix the leak? I can afford to let the water leak out. It's not going any place that's causing damage. I can wait for tomorrow to call. If not, I have to call the plumber before nightfall to make sure he fixes the leak. Otherwise, the whole mikveh is puzzled. And women can't go to mikveh that night. So he adds, "B'chol zeh is davke b'mikveh sheina bo mimayon, aval im hi bo mimayon in loch zichlosu." Of course, then comes the next very important halacha. If you accept it, la halacha. Be'ein yitzias hamayim kori zochlin, ela k'she'ein chosen lemikveh, aba k'she'yotzen me'at, v'chosen shom lemikveh zechila. This is the example that all the achoinim use to explain this. Visualize a swimming pool where this is the swimming pool. The ground around the swimming pool is like this. It's tilted in. So a whole bunch of people jump into the pool and the water goes out. Right? But it's going to come back. That's called Zochlin. Otherwise, it would mean when people go into the mikveh and water starts going out, the one person who needs the mikveh to become toho, he wants to become toho while the water is going out of the mikveh. It takes a while for the water to leak out of the mikveh. And he immerses himself momentarily. How long you stay underwater? Therefore, his tefillah will not be kosher tefillah. But if you pask in this way, that if they're chosen, yes, this opens up an interesting shaila. That's the gabe of filter. What if I have a system, and we have such a system, Kalim are not involved, right? They just use air pressure, and water is going out of the mikveh into a filter, right? And then comes back in. Is there a shaila that the mikveh is going through a kli because of the filter, right? And then coming in? Or do you say, no, if it's the same water that went out and it comes in by itself, that's not going through the kli? So we'll talk about this, the plumbing of the filter that New York City Health Department is makpid on. Not that anyone listens to them. Yeah. We listen to them. Yeah. But many mikvahs don't. Mechol zeh, right, okay. Vimbo listo mazdak deish yishubu memso. We're talking about if there's a crack below the memsor level, then lo yisem oso biyodo. There's a lady got to go into the mikveh, and it's leaking. It's only a crack, a little hole appears. So the mikveh lady will put a finger in a hole, like the little boy in Holland. Right? He put his finger in the dike to prevent the flood. Right, the finger in the dike, right. Says, no, you can't do that, right? V'lo b'chol dova makabel tuma, right? V'yesh mi shemate listo b'chol dova shemakabel tuma also. Why? There's memsor there. If there's memsor, you can't pass the memsor. So you put a dova makabel tuma into a memsor, nothing happens. So I put my finger in there, I'm makabel tuma, so I'm holding the finger in it until this Zov not Zov, Zov needs a Mayon, and, until this Kohen that has to eat Chumah, right? Then comes the big machlokes achonim on this one. Nikav hamikve umeimov notim at meat. That's the usual situation. Go down to the basement, right, and you see the drip coming. Right. Own nivlom bekaka mayat mayat. Exactly what that means, two ways to learn pshat. Right. I measure the mikveh, I realize that the water is missing. You know why the water is missing? Because the mikveh is not my pink tile mikveh. It's the mikveh dug in the ground. And the ground is absorbing water all the time. Is that called notvim already? I see. I measured the height of the water yesterday, and it's 0.1 inches less today, and be 0.2 inches by tomorrow, and so on. So surely water is disappearing. That's not called disappearing on the day nizilo. That's not noslin. Okay. You now have a new definition of noslin. Lefi she'ein zchiloson nikeres. Mainly the second one, nivlon bakaka, we understand is ein nikeres, right? But how about the first one? Right, meimo notvim meat meat, right? Also not. A little dig is that called nikeres? Engel Dunbeis, again, always a question on what editorialship he used. Suddenly he tells you, now we're going to define, right, the the hashoka that we spoke about at the beginning. We know what to do. I want to make a kosher mikveh out of a maim shuvim. I have a kosher mikveh alongside, right? There's a nekev that connects the two. Once I make hashoka, both become kosher. Both this remains kosher, this one becomes kosher, right? Now he comes to define what's called hashoka. We spoke about hashoka before already, but he never gave a clear definition. I gave the shir because the shach mentions the shir. Habol arev mikveh posel or chosel in mikveh kosher lachshiru. Means our mikveh of making hashoka. Osha shneim chseirim ubol arvom lachshirim, or that both if I make shomim, but they're no memsor. But if I make a hole between the two, I will now have a mikveh of memsor. I have 30 so here, 30 so here, and I have a mikveh of 60 so. So she a neker shebeinayim rochov kishoferes hanod. I told you shoferes hanod is a little over 2 inches. Mikiluach hamayim yia kerochav hanekev. What does that mean? I can't have a nekev of 2 inches, 2.5 inches actually. Nekev of 2.5 inches. But the water level doesn't cover the whole nekev. But there's a chibur now. I have a chibur, I have a hole. The hole didn't take away the discreteness of the mikveh, meaning the mikveh remained a separate mikveh. Therefore, the fact that they're connected, through a 1-inch hole, didn't make it into one mikveh. I still have 2 mikvos, each one being less than memsor, therefore it's no good. If, however, I have a shveferes hanod, and the water is above that level, then I have only 1 mikveh. The shveferes hanod took away the wall, broke the wall of the mikveh. Not just the chibur of the mayim. It has to become 1 mikveh through shveferes hanod. Meaning the water level has to be, or the hole has to be below the water level. So if the mikvah lady is around to do it, right, there, what she should be doing is, once she fills up the mikveh, and we're going to make a chibur through Hashoka, and it's above the level of that rubber bung there, she removes the bung and puts it right back in. That, what that does is preserve the kosher mikveh's water. It shouldn't mingle too much, because of the chayvet shita, you don't want to reduce it below chatzi, below 20. That's perfectly adequate. Afilu rega nishol leolam bechshero afilu nistam anekev achakach kol sheyamol kishoferas hanod mimrato afilu davar shu mibrias hamayim suffik emanekev rochav shoferas hanod emlav posel. What do you say? A big chiddush here. What if I have a goldfish stuck in there? A goldfish is stuck into the in the shveferes hanod. Yeah. So it reduced the volume of the node. Now a goldfish is davar shebirosam and amayim. We said I could take the goldfish and make a helmet from it and put it on my head and go into the mikveh that way. But not when it comes to the chibur of the 2 mikvos. The chibur of the 2 mikvos requires a free access of shveferes hanod. That's what it means to say, right? Afilu, even if you reduce it, right, the davar shu mibrias hamayim, and davar shu mibrias hamayim is not a chatzisa, so you might think that makes no difference. That's called open, because there's nothing possible in that hole. Everything in the hole is water. Water in the form of water. Water in the form of a goldfish. Right? No, that doesn't work. 2 separate halachas. What's water is water there, but what's chibur requires you to break the integrity of that wall. That wall that separates the 2 mikvos, what prevents them from mingling as one, remains a wall unless the opening is kishoferes hanod, unless you have an opening of the 2.5 inches.
And that allows for
Hashoka. That allows, the Hashoka requires that, right, if you're going to mingle 2 mikvos. Sofek in my neck of Rochel Shveros Hanoid in love, it's possible. Vim Yesh Nikovim Dakim Harbei. Make Hashoka, if I would use a strainer there in that opening. I make an opening, but I have a strainer in there. Or I drill with a drill, I drill little holes. But if I add up the volume of the holes together, it'll add up to the shveferes hanod, add up to the 2.5 inches, it's also kosher. It needn't be one hole, it has to be a space volume equal to Shroveras Hanod. Gemara adds then, now just change the condition. I don't have two mikvos, I want to be mechaba. I have one mikveh next to a river. But there's leakage from the river, and the river has halacha of mayon. There's leakage from the river into my hole that I dug, which would happen if you dug close to the river. That's what always happens. There's leakage from the river into it, because the river goes down deeper. Therefore, he says, "Umuto lachbo mikve b'sarano, b'litzo ba'af meish einbo memso." Even though the hole you dug is not memso, but the chibur is out to the lake. Therefore, it has memso because the lake has memso. Do ara chulchuli mischalcheles, right? Sand is porous. Right? We'll be up to... Oh, yeah, that will stop in a minute. Okay. I think we'll stop here. Mr. Shem, Monday we'll finish it. We'll finish this and... And we'll start those two sugyas, because I haven't yet figured out how much time we need for Avelus, but it's not as little as I thought before I began thinking how to divide up the thing. A lot of important hashkofa in yonim there too. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, you want to sign in?
Did Rebbe say that the matzah baking is this Sunday?
I'm sorry?
Did